Here with me in the studio, I have Steve. Welcome, Steve. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. There we go. Sorry, I didn't have your mic on. And Steve, this morning we're going to have a chat about stir fries and summer cooking. What sort of cuts of meat are best to put in your stir fry if you don't just want to put tofu in with your vegetables?
Always a favourite is chicken. Tender, thin cuts of meat, cook really quickly.
Yeah.
And
if you're talking about chicken, is thigh meat better than breast meat, or vice versa, or does it just all sort of go in there?
Thigh meat tends to be a lot more tastier because it's a working muscle.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit more fat with it.
Yeah.
Even if you take the skin off, there is a little bit of fat left with it, which helps keep it moist.
Yeah. And important to get it thin. Why is that?
Just so it cooks quicker.
Right, okay. And if you should you marinate your chicken before you put it in the stir fry, or
it would pay to marinate it first, slice it up, and then marinate it.
Yeah. And one thing that I read about a couple of years ago is that you shouldn't necessarily have your oil in your pan. That it's sometimes better to have oil on your meat before you put it in the frying pan. Is that the case, or?
Yes, if you're doing something like, say, chicken, if you're doing it in a wok, if the oil is on the meat and your pan's reasonably hot, just whack it in there and just let it set.
Yeah.
Don't keep stirring it around straight away.
Yeah.
Just let it seal.
Right.
And then work it around so it browns on all sides.
Good. And what's going to be the difference if you do that as opposed to just chucking it in and sort of swizzling it around from the word go? How's the meat going to be different?
You'd probably end up stewing it because it'd be in too long.
Right.
So it'd be a little bit tougher. And if you're not quick enough, obviously you can burn it.
Yeah.
And you get your vegetables in there, your meat will be cooked, you pre-cook your vegetables,
yeah,
apart from the thin ones, and you don't need as much meat,
yeah,
more vegetables.
Right. So what's your order of operations when you've got your wok out? Do you chuck your garlic and your onions in first, or do you put your meat in before you do that?
It would depend on the sort of dish I'm doing and how it'd be constructed.
Yeah.
You can cook, start off if you're doing maybe an Indian style where you're cooking off your spices first.
Yeah.
And just flavour your oil.
Yeah.
And then use that oil to cook your meat in afterwards.
Right. And then do your meat first so that's done properly, and then put your vegetables in after that?
Yeah. And then just add the meat back to it.
Great. And if you're talking about sort of a Chinese-style random chow mein or something, stir-fry, at what point would you put your soy sauce and your chili sauce or whatever else you're going to put in? When's the best time for that?
I would probably do that a little bit in the beginning, but
yeah,
not a huge amount.
Yeah.
And then when it's nearly ready for serving, then just add a little extra soy sauce because that's quite salty.
Yeah.
So if you season it and then put soy sauce in, you might end up with a very salty,
yeah,
chow mein.
That's right. I'm talking to Steve the Butcher on Waiheke Radio. Steve, I suppose is summer a busier time for you in the shop over there?
It is, yeah. It goes from Sleepy Hollow to manic. Yeah.
And I see you've got lots of sausages in there. Do they tend to fly out the door on a sunny day?
Oh, yes. There's just never-ending making sausages. Just probably in summer we'd be making 250 kilos a week.
Gee. we probably get through about three or four of those. the other thing is we had some people over a couple of weeks ago and had a barbecue, and they brought some gluten-free sausages with them, which I studiously kept away from all of the sausages that I'd bought from your shop. And then at the end, when I thought I'd mixed them up and was quite worried that he was going to have non-gluten-free sausages, he pointed out that all of yours are gluten-free. So what do you use to keep the sausages together in that case?
It's a mixture of rice flour or soy flour or even potato starch, potato flour.
Very good. Yeah, no, so I was feeling quite bad, but then I was quite relieved when I found out that all of yours were gluten-free. So how long have you been doing all of your sausages gluten-free?
It's probably 4 years, I suppose. When we first started, we started getting more and more requests for sort of gluten-free sausages. So it just seemed a natural thing to do to make the whole lot gluten-free.
Yeah.
There are people who actually want gluten, even though they don't know what it is. They think it's a substitute for meat or something like that. But it just seemed more logic to make them all gluten-free.
Yeah, and it tends to give you a sort of a more meaty, what seems to be a more meaty sausages anyway, with being gluten-free. Is that right?
It is. Even the ones that weren't gluten-free, we put a lot of meat in the sausages, and there's no real fillers. A lot of the commercial ones are full of rusk and things like that that bulk them up, but we don't do that because it's... I don't think it's fair on sausages.
No, certainly not fair on the people eating them. Well, thanks, Steve, for popping in. It's been good having a chat, and you'll be back in a couple of weeks, I'd imagine.
Yep. Okay, dope. Cheers. Thanks, Steve. Thank you.